from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be
live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. John Harris joins us at the top of the hour. He's in Ohio. The Texans are in Cleveland, Chagrin Falls to be exact, Ohio, over the next 3 days to practice leading up to Friday night's game against the Steelers in Pittsburgh. We'll have that for you here on Sports Radio 610. Lewis Riddick. Man, he loves the Texans, and it's slightly ironic, I would say, Seth, in so much as he was one of the candidates back in 2021 for the job that eventually went to Nick Caserio.
Yeah, well, and I remember there was some, at times it felt like, all right, some of his takes about the Texans, it felt like they might have a little bit of sour grapes to them,
yes.
Or kind of like, you see what happens. Ever since D'Amico took the job, as far as I can remember, I think he was very bullish on D'Amico from the beginning. Yeah. And I think maybe skeptical of what the Texans organization would do with him. But they, like all last season, he's been very bullish on the Texans.
Very
ever
much.
Since once he saw that D'Amico was able to have an influence and that he wasn't hamstrung by whatever, he's been very bullish on them.
Yeah, so here, Lewis Riddick on ESPN late last week went through defense, offense, coaching in his discussion of the Texans. And again, this is as positive as I've heard any media member. And there are a slew of media members out there who are very positive about the Texans. I've not heard anybody say this about the Texans' defense this coming season.
Who is the team that right now you're saying, well, I got to see it in order to believe it. But who do you believe it that they have the right stuff before you actually see it? I think the Texans are that. And I'll tell you why. Look, I think their roster, when you look at it 1-53, their defense is going to be a top 3 defense in the NFL. Okay, D'Amico Autry being suspended for the first 6 games, that hurts him. No question, because he's one of the most versatile inside-outside pass rushers in the NFL. Bart, you know that. You know that mm-hmm. better than anybody, how important guys like that are. But this team can rush the passer. Mm-hmm. They were number 2, I believe, in the NFL in pass rush win rate as a team last year. They've got horses, man, and they're going to be even better this year. Their second and third level is as good as anyone's on defense.
Okay. I mean, that is a lot of hyperbole right there.
The second and third level, I think, is where I would question exactly just how good they are. Now, I think Riddick probably knows about Christian Harris, where not a lot of people still really know about Christian Harris, and probably knows that his second half of the season was just completely different than the first half of his season. So that the potential of Alshire and Christian Harris as the two linebackers who are on the field most of the time, you know, they only use a third linebacker. They're in nickel most of the time.
Yeah.
The secondary, it's a futures bet on Lassiter, and I feel very good about Lassiter right now. But the safety position, you know, I think there's a lot of teams with better safety situations right now. So I don't know about that. But every team out there has question marks at position.
Sure.
You look at the top defenses from last year, Baltimore, San Francisco, Dallas. You know, like Dallas had huge glaring issues when it came to the playoffs. You know, they lack size. There's questions there. So I think on the balance sheet, the weaponry that they added, just offsets some of my concerns. So the Texans finished 12th in total DVOA last year.
On defensive
efficiency. Yeah. It's not that much of a leap to be the top three, but it's really, really, really going to hinge on the pass rush.
Mm-hmm.
And not having DeNico Autry in the first six games, it's not the end of the world, but in terms of being genuinely elite, I think that does hurt.
Yeah.
So it'll be an evolution throughout the season. I'm not as concerned about the defensive tackle position as I know a lot of people are, especially when DeNico Autry comes back. So I don't think it's a pie in the sky notion.
I think they
could definitely be right up there in that top five conversation already.
If they have a top three defense against this schedule, DeMeco Ryans is coach of the year.
That's a really good point. They face a slew of quarterbacks.
Dude, yeah. I mean, I don't know if Lewis Riddick could look that deep in his analysis to put that take out there. You know?
And part of it, too, is like, okay, what do you win for being a top three defense? There's teams that are built for the playoffs, and there's teams that aren't built for the playoffs. San Francisco, you know, despite the fact they made the Super Bowl, there were flaws in their defense. Their run defense was not as good as they looked on paper. Some of what San Francisco was statistically was based on how good their offense mm-hmm. was, but they had flaws. Cleveland was one of the better defenses in the league last year, and it certainly didn't help them in the playoffs versus the Texans.
No.
So, I'm not as fixated on them being a statistically top three. I just want them to be a very well-rounded defense.
Yeah, stylistically, you know, yeah.
In that they can stop the run when they absolutely need to stop the run while still rushing. The pass rush is going to be there. I trust that. It's can you stop the run when you absolutely have to stop the run?
Yep. Here's Lewis Riddick on the offense for the Texans.
Offensively, CJ is going to take the next. CJ is going to continue to surprise with just how poised and well beyond his years this young man is. The offensive line is solid. It's not great. It's solid. They need to be better running the football, especially in the red area. And they've already said down there that Stephon Diggs has looked spectacular. They can't cover him. And you know that he's not the only guy with Nico and Tank, who they also got on the perimeter.
You know what? The first time I listened through that, I had missed the red zone part that he had said. I was going to fact check him on the running game. He acknowledges that they have to get better in the red zone, and that is all about the run game. Like all that awesome stuff you do with the play action doesn't really help you much up when everything's compressed and the linebackers don't have to cover as much area and the defensive backs can play zone. That's the key to this being a genuinely elite offense, is that they have to be able to run the ball. And that doesn't mean, even if Bobby Slowick moved away from being so heavily play action, you still have to take those rushing opportunities when you're facing a light box. And the Texans did see that last year, but they just couldn't capitalize on it. You know, the Panthers game, when the Texans faced good defenses last year, it was really as simple as that. When the offense really showed its blemishes, it's when they faced good defenses and teams could sit in a shell and let the front seven of the defense take care of the run. It's hard to get anything accomplished in that way. So they've got to, whether they're a heavy running football team or not, you have to be able to take advantage of those opportunities. And that's the huge factor for whether this is an elite offense or not.
That'll be one of
the passing game will be there.
Yeah, that'll be one of the things I'm hoping to hear from practices this week, is that Joe Mixon is back on the field. You know, like they got to get Mixon back incorporated into this thing.
I did think, though, that one of the more encouraging things about the Hall of Fame game was that your starting center and starting left guard were playing against backups, yes, but a lot of the time they looked like it should look when you have starters playing against backups.
Yes.
They were cohesive. The timing was good. They were moving up the linebackers while another guy took over the defensive lineman, like all that stuff you want to see. And some of the bad run plays, unlike last year, you could clearly pin it on the running back decisions.
Yep.
You know, like last year there was a whole lot of like, I don't think the running back was doing well, but I can't really tell because the blocking was really bad too.
Yeah, blocking was good. Man, seeing Kenyon Green get up on the next level and get on some linebackers was really cool to see. Like, okay,
that's
why they drafted him, yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Last one from Riddick. And man, he loves him some D'Amico Ryans.
Here's the key, though, for me, why they're going to take the next step. D'Amico Ryans is one of the best leaders we've ever seen in the NFL. He's one of the best leaders in the NFL as a player. He will go down when it's all said and done as one of the best head coaches in history in terms of his leadership ability. The guy commands everyone that he comes into contact with. Not in a threatening way, not in a I'm bigger, better, stronger than you way, but in a competency way. You feel his competence. You feel the impact that he has on you in terms of how he makes you feel. And he's doing that for that franchise. I would have not bet on the Texans to be as good as they were last year. I would have bet my whole life savings on it and lost everything because I underestimated, wrongfully, just how strong that man is. The Texans are for real. And even though everybody knows they're coming this year, they're still going to do what they need to do.
It's one of the hardest things to judge when you're choosing a head coach, because a lot of times you're choosing a guy that's never been in that position before. And I understand why there's such a heavy bias towards taking offensive-minded coaches, because it's a nice hedge. It's an, okay, maybe the guy isn't a great leader, but at least we could have a good offense, Matt LaFleur. And it's Mike McCarthy. And it's one of those things that you can justify it and you can explain it, but you just don't know it until you see it. And when it comes to the all-time great coaches, just look at the best coach of the coaches of the past century or of this century. You know, if you had gone into it thinking like, nah, I can't hire Pete Carroll, defensive-minded head coach. Nah, I can't hire Bill Belichick, defensive-minded head coach. Nah, can't hire Mike Tomlin, defensive-minded head coach. Nah, can't hire John Harbaugh, special teams coach. Go back to Marv Levy. Nah, got to get an offensive-minded head coach. He was a special teams guy. You're not hiring a coordinator. It's a nice hedge if you're a wimp, but what you should be doing is looking for actual leaders and guys who can actually instill a culture. And I think they struck gold with D'Amico.
Did they ever? Yeah, that part of the take, you could tell, you see Lewis Riddick kind of stopping himself a little bit. He will be one of the greatest head coaches in terms of leadership. You know, like it's one season in. We got to pause a little bit.
You're not going to get credit for the leadership if you don't.
If you don't win.
There's only one Bill Snyder. Yeah. After that, they used it up on Bill Snyder. That's the only coach that can get credit for leadership without actually winning anything of substance.
That's right. Going two and nine his first 10 years or whatever it was. Yeah. John Harris, Texan sideline reporter, footballtakeover.com. Y'all know Johnny, a part of Texans All Access as well. He's live in Ohio. The Texans are practicing in the Cleveland area this week. Johnny is going to join us live from Texans practice coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.